Hello and welcome back to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron, and that is me. And this is a special episode called Blasts from the Past, as you've probably heard in other episodes. This one is a blast from the past from way back in my past, back in early 90s when I was just a young toddler. Not even a toddler, I was a little older than a toddler. But where I met my friend Bryce Smith, who is going to be in a conversation with me here a little bit about that. So sit back and buckle up. No, don't buckle up. It's okay. And enjoy this episode. Blast from the Past, Bryce Smith. Hello and welcome back to Be Fair, a podcast hosted by Aaron, and that is me. And of course, this is a very special episode. I do these every now and then. I've been like probably six or seven of them now. I call them Blasts from the Past, where I have a conversation with somebody who has probably known me since before I knew who I was, I guess, if you want to say. I don't know. But this one is my friend Bryce Smith. How are you doing, Bryce?
I'm doing wonderful.
Now, you and I have known each other just like we were on the last time we tried to record together. I think it had to have been like early 1990s, like when we first met. It had to have been like 1990, I want to say.
Yeah.
Because I think I just moved to Reamer. And I was doing, what we said is I went with my neighbors, the Gettys, to T-ball. And. Oh. Yes, and I got sat next to you, I remember, and you were one of the first people I met.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, so, and so I remember us, but yeah, we went to school, and I think we were talking about how you really remember me in probably later elementary, mostly because we did, like, some variety show drama club stuff a couple times.
Yes, we did. We had a few performing things that it overlapped. Being in different grades, we didn't do a ton of stuff together, but we did. We had clubs together, and then junior high and high school, we had FLA and stuff like band. That. Band, yep.
Yeah. And let's see, I'm trying to remember. I think I recall, were you dabbling in the arts of being a magician?
Yeah. Actually, last weekend, my daughter pulled out that VHS, and we watched it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It was a little brutal to watch.
I bet. I was just thinking of that, home videos and stuff. I'm not sure if my family has any of our home videos from everything that's happened. And I really wish I could remember, because I'm just going to say is that no matter what I can tell people from who I was back in those days and who I am now, I honestly don't know if I would have been able to admit that I was clearly gay back then too.
Oh, like, yeah.
I watched a lot of videos. I remember later on in high school, and I was just like, oh my God, how did nobody ever figure it out before me? I mean, people did, yes, but how did my family not come to this conclusion and actually have a conversation with me? Yeah, it was weird. Once I came out, it was a very interesting dynamic. I was like, why is no one in my family surprised? I just don't get it. Because I mean, when people used to come and tell me after I came out, like, oh, yeah, we always knew. And I was like, well, that's... I know how comforting that's supposed to come across.
I bet it is.
I know the intent of what people are intending to try and do is trying to make me feel at ease with them being comfortable. Like, I never had a problem with it. And I know that's the intent, and I respect and I appreciate that. But it's still kind of annoying when it's like, you know, I realize that you knew, but you could have acted a little surprised just because of so much anxiety built up about when you're coming out, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
It really is. And honestly, I didn't know you probably. I had probably cut ties with you before you had come to terms with it. So I had just.
I didn't come out
knew you as a you.
Yeah, I didn't come out gay until you'd already graduated, or you were a senior in high school when I was kind of telling people that, no offense, but you weren't in my inner circle of people that did know. Like, there was probably like three other people in school that knew.
Sure.
Yeah. And I mean, though, like I said, I mean, all through, like, I can think back all through junior high and high school. I mean, I clearly look back at my mannerisms and stuff, and I was like, yeah, I was clearly gay. And it wasn't the fact that, like, now I don't mind having the femininity that is a part of me, but I resented that about myself for a long time because of how it came across to people in our school.
Yeah, and you were still being you, whether it was one way or the other. It was clearly people assuming that about you beforehand is a little insulting.
It is, because it's like, okay, just because, I mean, I've met a lot of guys that are probably more effeminate than I am, and they're completely straight. But they're also theater people, so sometimes that can really, really mix up, but you know. But yeah. So anyway, we talk a lot about like what it was like for me in school. And everyone knows, like, I was kind of one of those underdog kids in school. Like the ones that, you know, when you're watching a TV show, they're usually the one that is like the feature. So I kind of got that into my mind that I was living in my own, like, overcoming
school special.
Yes, and overcoming doubt and anxiety and stuff. And I mean, I just never got to the end of the episode. It just kept on going. but for that was how high school seemed to me, and life mostly felt that way, like a big drama, you know. And so when people call me dramatic, call me a drama queen, I'm like, yeah, I can't deny it. I cannot, and I'm not even offended by it because I'm like, it's kind of who I am. But yeah, so it took me a long time, and it took me a long time to accept that about myself. So that's kind of why I'm the person you are talking to today. But I will tell you so many differences that I can tell from you now to what I remember from high school. And you seem so much more mellow now. Back in school, you were like, you and I were probably like high energy, high strung type of people. You know, I remember you were the class clown a lot, especially in band. I remember your mom always getting so mad at you sometimes in class. But yeah, I mean, because you were a goof off kind of kid, but you were always funny. I always found you really hilarious.
Yeah, I always enjoyed trying. That was probably early on into when I realized I wanted to perform, you know, which ended up being a 12-year chunk of my life where it was really fun to be a people pleaser. But, you know, it takes a lot out of you to do that. Seems like a dream job. But 12 years, two kids, marriage, house, all that stuff, and it. Priorities change. So I guess I don't know. It's been a long time since I really thought about performing too hard. Still dabble in it so that I can continue to play and don't get too rusty. But the desire to please people is way on the back burner.
Yeah. I think I spent a lot of time in my early 20s, early adult, and even up through into the early 30s, mostly all I ever wanted was to be a performer. I wanted to be on stage performing. I wanted that because I wanted to make money, make a living at it, and feel like I was doing what I loved. Yep. But the work that is put into it, people do not really take seriously. People who are not artists, you know?
Right.
They cannot see that the work that's put into it because they don't have that same drive. What?
Nothing.
Oh.
Hesitated for a second.
Hesitated.
We're good.
What? Oh, the little pause.
My phone. My phone did for a second. I was getting scared.
But yeah, so I. Oh, yeah. Anyway,
there's so much that goes into it.
Yeah,
so much. So people much. see the 3 hour show, or you know, hour show or whatever it is, and they don't realize the 3 or 4 hours before and after the traveling. I mean,
yes. And just the organizing the whole thing, like, because I don't have a band, and though I would like to consider myself a musician, but I'm not. I'm mostly just a singer. Like, mm-hmm. I can sing, I'll perform, you give me the music, I'll do it. But I don't, I wish I could write music, but I can't really even read music, so I've struggled there. But I'm really good with tone, and like, you know, my tonal memory is amazing, and I literally can just adapt to music as I need to, but it makes it really tough. So I focus a lot more of my energy on the comedy, and that's why I have my improv group. And so that's kind of like my band. When we perform once a month, and we get to start soon again, very distantly, but we get to. Well, we usually perform once a month at a brewery here in Grand Rapids, Clackow. I don't know if you're familiar. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so a lot of organizing for that happens, because we can't just get on stage, and even though it's called improv and we're making it up, it sounds simple, but there's still like a whole strategy behind it, and like an organization structure.
Yeah. Of
how you perform, because it's improv games, like Whose Line Is It Anyway style. So yep. Yeah, everything is, but still improv. And so we still have to work outside of that, just like you would have band rehearsal. We have to get together and work these improv games together.
Yep.
So I get it. I'm kind of the organizer of all the stuff. So it gets really tough, but it also kind of amps up my ego a little bit. Like, I kind of like, I'm the big kahuna, even though I never really see myself as that, even though I come across as that with my group sometimes.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm kind of really protective of it, because there's a lot of work that I put into getting it going.
Oh, absolutely.
So yeah. But so you spent years in music, and now you are the family man at home, working and coming home at night and having family meals and stuff like that, I assume. Is that kind of how it goes?
Yeah, it's pretty much, I try and get to sleep by 10 o'clock. I get up at 7 o'clock. I mean, it's a normal sleep schedule now. I do still have a band practice once a week. We've got 4 gigs this summer, outdoor, early evening, not in a bar.
Uh-oh. Dun, 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 dun. Bryce? Boom, 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 boom. Well, until Bryce is back, because I don't know what's going on. We've had these technical issues a couple times, so we'll see what happens. He's frozen. And so we're still recording, so I don't know, not good with dead air. So hopefully he'll pop back in here in a moment, because this happened last time we tried to record. But yeah, while we're on a little break here, waiting for Bryce to get connected again, I'll just remind everyone that my new website for the podcast is up and running, where you can watch all these videos and listen to the episodes. And it is www.tobefairpodcast.com. I will make sure it's in the comments below or the description. Hey. Oh, we're reconnecting in a different way. I can see it.
Back.
Oh, I see it. There, we are there. You are back.
Okay, great.
No worries. I vamped a little while we waited, just so I didn't have dead air.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I'm still dabbling a little bit into the performing, but it's not like it was. It's not 135 days a year. It's not in bars, which is a huge comfort. It's normally outdoor shows, summertime. They put together like a few shows.
Well, yeah. I mean, are you still with the same band?
No. Those guys are still doing the 135 shows a year. I'm playing with local guys, Brian Old.
Okay, so I think I know who he is. I don't know very well. Uh-oh, did you freeze again? Boom, 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 boom. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I don't have much more of amp. So also coming from Self Improvement, as mentioned before, we are working on a new web series. So hopefully that will more news on that soon. You should follow Self Improvement Comedy on Facebook, and we have an Instagram, and get information on what's going on with us as comedy troupe. Hopefully Bryce will be back here again. But yeah, and make sure you are subscribing, liking, sharing, commenting all of my works as much as you can. Oh, we're coming back again. I think we're getting there. We're getting there. Hello.
Hey.
You know what? It's working better than last time. I will say that.
Okay. That's good.
But yeah.
At least on your end, it's working out. Oh.
Yeah, and so I just, like I said, when you freeze up, now I'm just vamping and making it part of the show.
Okay. Wonderful.
All right, so you were talking about, so now your old band is still doing their thing.
And then
you're with Brian Olds. I remember Brian Olds.
Yep. And then the guy who owns the grocery store, he's a keyboard player. And then we got a guy out of Brainerd.
The guy who owns the grocery store, like Holter's, like sold to?
No, the one in Outing.
In Outing, that's right.
Sorry. So we practice one day a week at the marina, which is, you know, keeps us going. We'll play four shows this summer, something like that, around holidays.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot that it's been pretty easy for like bands to still, and musicians in general, still be able to perform. Unfortunately, not to the same audience as they did one time before. Uh-oh. I think you froze again. You know what's really funny when you come back in is there's your old picture that was frozen is still there while so I can see it when you come back in. It's like a frozen, please don't be frozen again. Oh, for Christ's sake. Okay. So Bryce keeps freezing. Oh, there he's back. Oh, kinda there.
Kinda.
Like your video is done.
There you are. Okay.
So are you still hearing me when it freezes, or does it just freeze altogether?
Most of the time. It seems like every time I try and talk too long, all of a sudden I'll look back at the phone and you'll be frozen.
Oh dear. I know, and I start talking and I look and I'm like, I'm trying to watch your face now instead of looking at the camera too much because I have to see if you freeze. So you have to keep moving your face or something. That's okay. These tech issues happen. I've done it before. In fact, you're recording in your truck, right?
I am. It's the quietest spot, and the house Wi-Fi's got so many kids and
connected
boxes. That I figured it'd be better to use cell reception.
Oh my God! Speaking of video games, is it weird to think of video games now than how they were when we were young?
You know, there's a lot of that. But even, like, I quit gaming in college, and then last year my daughter, who's going to be 13 next week, she wanted an Xbox all of a sudden. I'm like, ooh, fun game. I'll get to do that, right?
Yeah.
All the stuff's so involved that it's right? Like, I just want something dumb.
So that's what I've done. I had a PlayStation 4. And then I got the Nintendo Switch, but I actually just sold my Nintendo Switch around Christmas time because I was trying to focus more of my energy to this stuff, and okay. I was spending way too much time on this game called Skyrim.
Oh,
you know it?
I actually do know that game. Yeah,
yeah. That game is dangerous.
Yeah.
It can suck you in for hours, just like Grand Theft Auto, though. I mean, I can get lost in GTA for some hours. I used to use that game as therapy after I would come home from all my customer service jobs.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'd go blow things up. It seemed to be the safest venting place. And I never needed a therapist at that point.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
I found out that the Fire TV, I bought a Fire TV for our bedroom and then found out that Amazon apps run on there and you can use your Bluetooth controller and they've got like better than, well, I relate it to PlayStation 2 because that's when I remember playing like Jet Moto and stuff sure. like that. Anyways, I found games just like that that go on your TV.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't actually need anything better than a television now.
I honestly play more games on my tablet than anything. That's why it really didn't give, like, and some of the games only have so much energy life. Otherwise, you have to pay for it, like more energy. So I'm like, no, I'm not going to pay for it. So once I'm out of energy, I guess I'll just, that's done playing. Let's be adult about it. Yeah, somehow I'm adult better than I ever did before.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Well, is it really fair that we're adults? Right? I mean, we're closer to 40 than we... You know, I still remember 20 years ago when we were 17-year-olds still in high school.
Yeah, like it was yesterday.
Yes. Yeah, how is it now? Okay, so how old is your oldest child?
13.
My God, see?
And it's not even the eight. Okay, so Mike Lang, one of my best buddies, started dating Sarah Walski.
Yeah.
And now they live in Walker together. And her oldest son is 19 or 20.
No, Sarah Wolski's a couple of years older than us.
Yeah, she is. But, like, she must have had him right out of college or right out of school. And so Mike's got this 19-year-old that he gets to help hang out with and stuff. It's pretty weird.
My older brother is, you know, Eric. His oldest daughter is 18 now.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. It's so
Oh
weird.
My goodness.
It is so weird that I have an 18-year-old niece and she lives with her boyfriend. She's a senior in high school and she's a rock star in high school. I mean, like, even during this pandemic, she actually is very, like, got, like, I shouldn't talk too much about her on my podcast, but she's very got a social anxiety kind of thing. So I think this pandemic has been amazing for her because she has just focused so much attention to school.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. And she reads ahead a lot of times when, like, after the assignments because she's just bored.
Yeah.
I'm like, where was that drive with me in high school? I didn't have that drive. Like, I went to school just because I had to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I enjoyed being able to learn all the instruments. That was the drive I had at the time. But, you know, it was so hard at that time when everything was paper and pencil. There's no internet. There's no tablature. Anything, and I'm sitting there, and people will ask me to give guitar lessons or whatnot, and I was like, I can give you a half an hour tutorial on a tab, and you can teach yourself.
Yeah.
Or go to YouTube. It's like,
It's
actually, I can't imagine.
Most of the greatest guitar players I know are self-taught. Like they just kind of started messing around with a guitar and figured it out themselves.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Like, and even drums. Like I feel like, yes, there's a certain degree of a musical basic, like, you know, how your mom was a music teacher and, you know, Mrs. Belgum was a music teacher. Like it was, they were making sure we understood how to play music.
They never taught us how to play by ear at all.
Yeah, that's
true. And so
true.
Once I got to college, that was actually part of the curriculum, and I had to learn the entire Beatles catalog without cheating.
Okay,
it was horrible.
Oh my God, what'd your mom say about that?
She's like, I didn't teach you how to do that. I was like, I know it. I'm learning it from the other guys in my little rock band. They're teaching me how to learn songs by ear. That's okay. How I should have learned in the first place. So there's a big difference between classical training and ear training.
Mm-hmm.
I wish I had had the other. It would have made me way better vocalist.
Oh,
it would have made me an out of the gate better vocalist.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to instill that kind of stuff on like my daughter and my kids because they're here all the time. We got a piano sitting around.
Now I'm assuming they go to Reamer.
They do. They actually just stopped distance learning.
Okay, so they're back on campus?
Yeah, this is their first week.
Oh, wow, okay. It seems so late in the year to get back into that now. It like just kind of feels like, what's the point? But
actually, this is kind of the point. Robin about losing her mind with the kids. At this point, because she's also got a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
She's got a 7th grader, a 5th grader, and a 3-year-old, and she can do one or the other, but the both, it's rough. So she's about to, on the verge of losing her mind.
Sure.
The kids have only got 2 months left of school,
mm-hmm.
and to this point, they had lost all drive to get into their books and whatnot.
Yeah.
Just a yelling match. And, you know, I got my vaccination so far from being on the fire department.
Okay, yeah.
So at least if everybody gets sick at the house, I'll be there to be able to take care of them. Hopefully I won't get as sick anyways.
Yeah. Yeah, I get that. But still, I have not been able to see the new school. I really want to go in and see it.
Yep. Gotta find a time. I wish there was a basketball game we could go to or something, but
right?
they don't even let anybody do it.
Yeah, one of these days, whenever things can open up again. Like, but I doubt it would happen. There's nothing for sports-related stuff this year that really are going to do anything, but there's always next year. But
yeah.
Still. But it would be fun to get back in the school. Oh, and go to a football game, too. Like,
oh yeah,
the old school, but who knows? But yeah, I mean, because I remember jazz band pep band, and marching. Are you frozen again? Oh, Bryce, you're frozen again. We're about to talk because just to reiterate here, Bryce's mom was our band director in high school, so that's why we keep referring to his mom. But yeah, and in case she's listening, I want her to know that yes, she was one of my favorite teachers. So, yeah. Oh no, we lost him altogether. Let's see if we can get him back. There he's coming. There he is. There he is. So I just used that moment just to illustrate why we keep referring to your mom and school, and I had to reiterate that she was our band directors in school, so it was I took that moment but I was talking about pep band, and your mom really loved marching band. Like Mr. Shrimpton did not really do much of a marching band in my years that I remember before, and your mom really brought it back in, and that's how it got us to do Valley Fair trips. But I remember all this for homecoming game for football. We had to do this whole thing, and your mom set that thing up forever. Oh, no, where's your audio? I think you're muted. There we go.
Mom came from Sioux Falls High School, which marching band was where she met my dad, actually. And she always thought marching band was a big deal. My mom, on the down low, hates jazz music.
Okay.
Right. And that was the most fun part. Well, you were probably in choir at the time, but I always loved jazz, and my mom told me that about broke my heart.
Yeah, I didn't do jazz band. I did choir. Yeah, I just did regular band. But I was going to do jazz band one year. And so even though it was percussion, I was going to play the trombone. And I actually learned it all summer long in between. But then I decided to go back to choir. Okay, we lost him again. Here we go.
So was there that the, yeah, was that the year that Miss Belgium went crazy?
Oh, are you talking about why? Oh, no, I don't remember. I only did choir, senior choir on junior and senior year. I did not do it 10th grade. What's that? Hello?
Hello.
There you are.
I'm trying to do it without the Bluetooth. I think that might be what's screwing it up.
Oh, okay. Now, but I don't really recall. I mean, I think I know what you're referring to in that situation when you said that. What?
Yeah.
But I don't remember when that happened and how that affected. That was my junior or senior year, maybe 10th. I don't remember, but yeah, I just decided I wanted to go to jazz band. I don't know. It was too tough to be in choir when you're the only guy. And so it was like, I would switch back and forth, but finally your mom and Mrs. Belgium made me commit to a choice. And so I chose choir. Because I could do band, regular band, and choir.
Yeah. Still got both of both worlds. I had always admired you so much for being the guy in choir because I had to relearn it when I got to college. And everybody can appreciate a guy. I got to be in church choirs, I should say.
Yeah.
That was my only option to get into a choir where I had to read music and do a separate choral part, but yeah, I was like, you're the only guy getting the benefit of
it. Was a perk that I was able to work a lot more one-on-one with Mrs. Belgium to help my vocals. Yeah. Because she, you know, she had to get me to be able to work with the girls, not so much the girls to work with me, so I had to do a lot more private lessons, which helped out immensely. Well, I was the only boy, so a lot of times she would mostly put me in vocals where I was able, that's how I'm able to do such great falsettos and high notes. Like, just today I did a small recording. I did All Part of Your World from Little Mermaid in the original key. Yeah, so I have some pretty good high falsettos, even though I smoked for about 20 years. For some reason, it's coming back.
That's nice. It's nice. Yeah.
But yeah. So I think that this has been a really nice little reunion conversation to get out on the podcast. And so I really want to thank you, Bryce, for joining me.
Wonderful. Thank you for having me. It's been really nice getting to know you more and whatnot. And yeah. The family's been enjoying the trivia nights and whatnot that you've been having.
They'll be coming back. I just I took this week off, and I'm taking next week off because I this week I had four or five different things going on, and next week I'm working a crisis line. So I'm not going to, I worried that if I was in the middle of a trivia night, I'm like, oh God, what if someone calls? So yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So you'll have to throw out some suggestions on what type of trivia I should do next. But
sure. I'll ask the kids. The kids have been enjoying it. Sure. Question, is your TikTok, they're swearing in your TikTok?
Not generally.
Okay.
I try really hard to not, but I never promise anything. But for the most part, most of my TikToks are pretty family friendly.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
You're saying that just in case one of your kids scrolls by and sees me on TikTok?
Oh, no, I didn't know if you like, if TikTok was like something where you subscribe to somebody, but
you can.
I know there's, I've seen a couple of yours and they're pretty funny. And so I wanted to share them with the kids. I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, no, I pretty much, I try, if I share them on a social media like Facebook or Instagram or something, those are generally pretty family friendly. I don't want to deal with controversy or ruining the rules of it, of TikTok. So,
right.
Yeah.
Sure. No, that's awesome.
But anyway, again, thank you so much. And you know what? We will talk to you later.
All right. Have a good night.